hello, you are on the air.
Dr. Ruth?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from Queens.
Hello.
I can't believe I got through. I love your style.
Thank you.
And I have a problem. I'm 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been seeing my boyfriend. In fact, today is 9 months today.
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks ago, he was put in, he had a trial, you know, in court, and he was put into prison. And he called me, and we talk 2 times a day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, I love him, and I don't know whether to wait for him. Am I wasting my time waiting?
Hold it. First of all, I don't even want to ask you why he's in prison, because I don't want you to say that over the air. But I want to tell you something. This is serious. I could never do justice to a question like this over the air. You know why? I would have to ask you lots of questions. I would really have to ask you. First of all, let me ask you one thing that I can ask you is, how long does he have to be in there?
He has to be there. Well, the judge gave him 1 to 4 years, but he's coming out. The lawyer talked to the judge, and he's coming out in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Without telling me what he's in for, is it something serious?
It's not. That's why he was put in. See, the problem was that he had a drug problem,
mm-hmm.
and it got him into a lot of trouble,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and. They put him in a drug rehab, and
yes.
then the case came up into a totally different reason, and that's why he's in there. So he's like, they're working on the case right now,
mm-hmm.
but until they work on it, he has to stay there.
I see.
I mean, when I go out with my friends, I mean, I carry around pictures of him in my wallet.
Yeah.
And
okay, look, there's nothing wrong with you liking him, and what I would suggest is, yes, by all means, continue talking to him and writing to him, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, first of all, that's also going to help him, right?
Yeah, because he tells me how one of his friend's girlfriend just broke up with him while he was in, you know, jail, and he's going crazy. He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So he's
worried that this might happen to him.
Right.
But without promising him that you are not going to go, don't promise him anything, don't promise him that you are not going out. Don't say anything like that. Just continue giving him support.
I mean, he calls his brother to make sure if I'm not with anyone, and he.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
He's overprotective.
Yes. No, I don't like that at all. That shows such insecurity.
Yeah.
What you are doing, that I don't like at all.
I know, but that's why I don't, like, when we go out to clubs, we go dancing,
mm-hmm.
and if a guy approaches me, I always bring up, you know, my boyfriend's name into the situation. My friends think I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
you shouldn't do that.
I know, but I don't mess around, you know, with all the guys behind his back. I don't cheat on him. Even though he's not even here, I still consider him right here next to me.
Yeah, okay, that I understand, that you're not hopping into bed
right
away with somebody else. I do understand that,
mm-hmm.
and that's fine. But I think him going to your, you know, to his brother and having somebody kind of checking up on you doesn't, I don't like to hear that, because it kind of says...
That
he doesn't trust you and his own insecurity.
Right.
So you better play it by ear.
Right.
And see how you feel in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Right now also, you know, you burn, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Yeah. You are burdening yourself with a lot of problems. You are very young. How old is he?
He's 18.
Yeah. But you are really, you know, you are burdening yourself.
I know.
Are you in school?
Yeah.
Are you a good student?
Well, I used to do better, but now I'm, like, kind of slowing down.
No good. First of all, this is a very important year, right? Are you a senior?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. The junior year is very important. You know what?
Hmm.
I have a suggestion. Tomorrow, you live in Queens, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow at your high school, Go and talk to a counselor.
I do. I speak to my guidance counselor every day.
Excellent. Because for you right now, the important thing is to put all of your effort and all of your mind into your studies. Because if you get bad grades in that junior year, it's not good. It's not good for college.
He's very concerned about my grades also, because the other day I went to visit him on the school day and my parents found out and I got into trouble and I was supposed to be on court the next, you know, go to see him in court because he had a trial and I didn't show up and he called me the day after and I told him I had a very important test and I had to go. So he said, well, school's more important than me anyway.
And also, you, I tell you something. You have to be very careful that you don't get into trouble. By not going to school and by, that doesn't mean that you can't write to him. It doesn't mean that you can't talk to him. But put your emphasis right now, immediately, into school. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.